What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are counting down to the start of the 2025 Eagles season, sort of, as the first preseason game is tonight. Eagles-Bengals first, the kickoff at 7:30 you can hear on WIP and the free Odyssey app. We are at the Pepsi Plaza at Lincoln Financial Field here on Jalen Hurts' birthday as we celebrate
Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day.
Yep.
This is going to be a yearly tradition, Spike, as we keep racking these things up, pal.
Yep. Every August 7th is Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day.
It's going to be renamed Jalen Day.
It should be.
It actually should be February, whatever date they win the Super Bowl every year.
It should be both days, yep, if we're being honest.
Yep.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Marsh Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Marsh Jewelers online at marsh-jewelers.com. We're asking the same question on Twitter as we are on the air, is what is your favorite quality about Jalen Hurts? Here's a good one. He's the kind of guy who won his first Super Bowl and won't wear the ring because he's too focused on this upcoming season.
There you go. Just blank canvas this season.
Yep.
This season. Now,
granted, he's the only one that didn't wear a suit.
He's the only one. Yes. Again, you are allowed to smile.
Yeah.
Does he come out for the opening night when they unveil the banner? Is he on the field for it?
Yes.
Okay, good.
He has to be. Yes. Oh, could you imagine if he wasn't?
Yeah, we're not. Well, I mean, we would spin it.
People would like.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Yeah.
He's in the locker room. He doesn't want to be distracted.
Yep. All right, there is still another team playing in
Meanwhile,
town.
Meanwhile, he's missed out on. Yeah, he would have missed out on another part of the celebration of what comes with winning a championship.
Nope, no joy. No joy. I'm sure there's a Bible verse that Chuck has for why shouldn't be out there for.
And I'm sure in the Kobe and Jordan handbook there was don't celebrate any rings.
Well, Jordan certainly
they got
celebrated.
Their rings on ring night.
Yep.
They celebrated.
I know.
There is another team playing right now. We'll talk about them now.
Time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
I mean, it wasn't the crispest setup.
Nah. Yeah, it was.
Well, I don't think.
Other hand, you don't deserve a crisp setup.
I'm Team Buzz on that one.
Nah, I'm not Team Buzz.
I know. Well, you're never Team Buzz.
I'm always Team Buzz, but I am number one. This is where me and Jalen are the same. I'm Team Excellence. All I care about is excellence.
That's good.
Yep.
That's good. I'm proud of you. So some news and notes here.
Yeah.
David Robertson last night at Belihi Valley.
Looked good.
Up to 94 on the gun.
Yep.
Two strikeouts. And keeping the hope alive for 40-year-olds out there everywhere.
Yep.
That he can still get the job done. So I believe his first target date was August 5th of being brought up. That has obviously passed.
Yeah, we passed that one.
But seems like we're trending in the right direction. At least the stuff is trending up. He threw 15 pitches, 9 strikes. So David Robertson could be on the way soon.
That's good. See, he was at 90, I think, the last time he was thrown. So getting up to 94, that's good.
Yep. Thought this was interesting. And if you see a smile on Ike Reese's face, just know that it's only for the YouTube crowd and not for the on-air crowd. What? But alarming thought from Buster Olney about Kyle Schwarber's pending free agency. Said Schwarber's going to make big money in free agency in the fall, no matter where he lands. Some friends of his in the game wonder if he'd prefer to play closer to his Midwest roots.
Uh-oh.
You know where he's from?
right outside Cincinnati. We'll take him.
Schwarber back to the Midwest. Cincinnati goes back to Ohio.
He's easily hitting 40 a year in that park.
In his sleep. In his sleep. Yeah. So Kyle Schwarber, the idea of going back to the Midwest.
I think he's a Philly unless he gets a Godfather offer somewhere.
Yeah, and a team like that has the ability to do it because they're not really paying anybody else right now. Yeah.
But they also don't generally pay out big contracts.
Yeah, but you at some point you got to move past that.
You would think.
At some point they just made a big trade to get the starting pitcher. I can't think of his name. Lytle.
Oh, Zach, he's not a huge starting pitcher. Little? I don't know, whatever.
Well, I think he just went seven innings. One run ball, man.
Oh, look at you breaking down
Rob's baseball. Well, I'm just saying, man. Listen,
someone's got
a future. Keep an eye on it, man.
Wow.
Listen, it's Schwarber. Listen, it's on the Phillies.
It is on the Phillies.
It's on the Phillies. If they let Schwarber get to the open market and they don't want to match or give him an offer that he can't refuse to where he's not looking somewhere else, then it's on them.
Yeah,
it's on the Phillies.
I think he'll be here unless somebody gives him a dumb offer. When I say dumb,
I'm with you. A team like the Reds will overpay you because, again, that's the only guy they have to worry about paying.
If they go 5-150 or something, the Phillies might look at it and say, I don't know. But as long as that doesn't happen, I think the Phillies pay him.
Yeah. I'm getting nervous yet, Fritz.
I'm actually not that nervous about Schwarber. I would be surprised if he's not here. Like, I think, first off, they still believe they're in a World Series window. If you lose Schwarber, it's
basically just close the window. No, you did.
Yeah, it's just one player, but I understand. Like, it's hard to win a World Series if Kyle Schwarber's not here.
Let me ask you this, Jack.
Okay,
let's say it's 4 years, 120 for Kyle Schwarber, or 2 years, $60 million for Eugenio Suarez. Like, they must look at that if that ends up being. Because I think the normal market, ends up being more like the Suarez deal. Like, do you think they consider it if they think they can get similar production if somebody offers him way too many years?
So I hear you, and I think if you were just doing it logically on paper, it could make sense. I just think that they view him as so important in that clubhouse as, like, the leader of the team that I don't think – if you just did an apples to apples comparison, like numbers and less, I think he's just too important for the clubhouse.
Okay.
So tomorrow, a righty on the mound in Merrill Kelly. In your gut, I know the 6-day tryout is over. Are they going to put Kepler in there or out of there? Is Max Kepler in the starting lineup tomorrow night down in Texas? And Rob Thompson, do you stick with Max Kepler?
Yes.
Yes.
That would be my guess.
I'm just begging for just ride out a Bader Marsh center and left field and see how it goes and turn Max Kepler into, like, hopefully 08 Jeff Jenkins.
I don't think that's what's
going to
happen.
I don't know what that is, but I'll say this. And I'm not doing some Max Kepler sort of rah-rah thing. But he's a veteran. He does provide a little power.
He does.
Over there.
He plays a good left field.
From the left side. He plays a good left field as far as defense goes. And I know there's talk about bringing Crawford up. Here's what I'll say to that. I'd rather have Kepler in the lineup and out there playing than Justin Crawford, who has yet to make a major league debut and be up here in tight, intense situations where he's relied upon. Can you imagine him coming up to bat and we need to get a big hit out of him?
I know.
I'd rather have Kepler.
And I don't know, again, I don't know what their plan is with Justin Crawford, because I agree with you. Unless their plan is we're going to bring him up, he's going to play left field every day or a lion's share of the time there, and we'll go with a Bader Marsh center field platoon, and Kepler is just going to be a bench bat. They just have too many lefties. There's not like a natural platoon there. You just have to commit to Kepler not being in there, and I don't think they're going to do that.
What they should do with Justin Crawford is let him start left field next year.
Yep.
Honestly,
start him fresh next year.
Yeah. That's
he
really
can't help this team right now. I don't think so.
Yeah. Again, unless it's tough because he has, and I don't totally buy it. He's a polarizing prospect. But he has produced at every level he's gone to, like hitting over 300, like with the ability to put the bat on the baseball, create havoc on the base pass. But I agree with you. I think Kepler has the ability to put the ball in the ballpark, which he will not be able to do at the big league level. So, I don't know. Dave Dombrowski said he's ready, but they don't want to bring him up unless he's going to play. And I just think that eventually it's going to lead to he's not coming up this year, Painter's not coming up this year, and we'll see you opening day 2026.
Well, and the Painter thing I'm fine with.
Yeah.
Painter's last start was not good. You know, like that. I'm not being a dooms guy, no. And it takes a while after you have the surgery. You know, 7-8 years to get your control back.
You are
so. So I think Andrew Painter will be on the Phillies by 2031.
Opening day next year.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm glad we aren't in this desperate situation where we need these young guys right now.
Sure.
Right, and I understand we don't have a perfect situation, but this is the bed that they've made. So we're going to have to go with this at the trade deadline. That was their opportunity to add significantly to this roster. Bringing up young players, to me, adds uncertainty, sure. not assurance. Like it doesn't provide me any security. It's more of an unknown. And for me, that needs to be sorted out early in the season.
Yeah.
This is not the time to sort that
out. Let them work their way through it. Let them have a cold streak and then a hot streak.
That's time to do that is in April and May.
Well, yep. And the comp is Johan Rojas in 23 when they brought him up from Reading. But they needed Johan Rojas because they didn't have a center fielder.
Right.
Like, they don't theoretically need Justin Crawford right now.
No, they brought Bader in. And listen, you got to rotate the four guys out there. What is it, three of them? No, you got
Casty and Wright, but
Casty, I'm not even including him because nobody rotates with him.
No. And I do wonder, but you think in a playoff game, if they're up by two heading into the ninth, is he in right field or no?
Yes, he's in there.
Even though the best defensive outfield is clearly Kepler and Wright, Bader in center, and Marsh in left.
Not even close. Yeah.
It's not even close, is
it? Not even close.
I do hope it eventually works out to where Bader can just play center, Marsh can play left, and Kepler can be your pop-up.
Off the bench, yeah.
We'll see.
Yep.
But the one that is definitely concerning is still the Wheeler thing. I know that they poo-pooed it, saying, like, there's nothing showing up on imaging. A 35-year-old pitcher with shoulder discomfort who we'll see pitches if he pitches on Sunday. Again, as I said yesterday, just sit him for a month. And if he goes out kicking and screaming because he wants to win the Cy Young, so what? Like,
well, you sit him for a month. You're also going to need to build him back. I don't know about a month.
Skip three starts, four starts.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's too important.
2 weeks is fine.
For this year. Well, depending how the shoulder is.
Yeah.
But, like, it's too important for this year. I don't want him. Here's my point. I don't want him gunning for the Cy Young.
He's not winning the Cy Young.
He's not winning the Cy Young.
Somebody got to show him that he's not going to win the Cy Young. Yeah. He's not going to win the Cy Young. Yeah.
And with Nola coming back, he looked pretty good up in Lehigh Valley yesterday.
We're going to need my boy. He's always there.
He's taking the ball game three.
Yeah.
There's no doubt he's taking the ball game three.
No doubt he's taking the ball game three. So, Wheeler thing is probably the biggest thing to monitor with this baseball team, and if he makes a start on Sunday.
By the way, depending on who they're playing, he could take the ball game two.
Who?
Nola.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Depends, like, I would be surprised if it's not Sanchez game two, no matter what, with how he's pitched.
Well, also, who knows if they're going to be able to set their rotation.
Right. Based on coming down the stretch.
Yeah.
That's it.
Is that it, Fritzy? Okay. There we go. And Phil's back in action tomorrow night against the Texas Rangers. I believe first pitch is 8:05.
And I don't think they've won there since 2014.
Oh, great. Good timing. 215-592-9494. As our main thing today is celebrating the great Jalen Hurts on his birthday. Happy birthday, Jalen.
There you go.
27.
That feel good.
27 years great.
Yeah.
You know? And we're just looking for the thing that you like best about Jalen Hurts.
Do you think he even celebrates his birthday?
215. No, he's looking to the next one.
Exactly.
Yeah, constantly.
Next year's birthday.
Yep.
But then doesn't celebrate that birthday.
Nope, because he's looking to the next one. Mike in Ocean City, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen, I think I know what it's going to take for the Eagles to repeat as Super Bowl champions in San Francisco, Super Bowl 60.
What's that?
Just 185 more days.
Oh, so just waking up?
Yeah. You're just waiting for it.
happy 27th birthday to Jalen Alexander Hurts. What do I like about him? I mean,
is that his real middle name?
I think he has a – what's that?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Is Alexander like, really his middle name?
Is that his real middle name?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I didn't know that. Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed.
It is Alexander, yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alexander the Great.
I think he has a consistent chip on his shoulder, and it never goes away. I know that's whatever. It's not a skill level thing, but he, I don't know, man. I think when he sang the fight song at the NFC Championship game, you know, the Super Bowl they lost, I don't know. I think that just turned him into don't celebrate until
did he?
Later
yeah.
in life,
oh,
you know?
It was brutal.
Very toned down.
Yeah.
I don't think anytime anybody asks him to do anything now, he's like, no, I'm good. I'm all right. So, I don't know. I think he's, you know, I'm saying all the cliche things, but he's a winner. I don't know. I like that he's leading our ship, and I feel like I think he's going to definitely win a second Super Bowl with the Eagles, and hopefully it's this
year.
But
you know, Mike, he is. We're talking about this year being Jack joking about him saying this year is a blank canvas and blah blah blah. He's sort of the way that he is, sort of is like if things are going well. All of those things are great. Him not saying anything, not showing any emotion, you know, like from the way he plays to the way he acts. And then when they're not going well, you could take this. This is the thing that is most interesting about Jalen is that everything about him is like sort of context dependent. In that if they're not playing well, I could imagine his lack of emotion and those sorts of things and the not putting on the Super Bowl ring and all those sorts of things being frustrating. But when they are playing well, they look like a guy who is focused on winning, only wins games, blah, blah, blah. I think he is interesting in that we don't know much of anything. So the things that people are saying they like about him, I think, could be things that people say that they don't like about him if the team wasn't winning. So I think he's interesting for that reason.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I agree to an extent, but I also think he's a guy that learns from mistakes. And I don't know. I feel like his memory is he remembers everything, it feels like. And I like that about him. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
All right, all right, Mike. Mike, so you wanted to be in the afternoon show fantasy football league?
Yeah, can I give you just a quick little stupid thing I wrote on the call tonight? It won't take long.
Sure.
All right. Like Spike and Fritz, you guys truly are the boss. And Jack, real quick, I got to say I'm sorry for your loss. Now let's get down to business. Mike Promotion City, to not put me in the league, it would surely be a pity. I've been listening to WIP for over 30 years. The ups, the downs, the fun, the booze, especially the cheers. 5:30 Nickelback is always a hit. My favorite thing, though, is that...
It's Creed! It's Creed! Damn it! Come on, lock in! win.
Oh, Mike, that was
so good.
It was so good. And you said 5:30 Nickelback.
Damn it.
Oh, my God. And look, there's nothing against Nickelback.
Pro Nickelback.
It's a different band.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was a crushing blow for everybody. He wrote a poem.
I wanted to put him in the league.
Nobody
proofread that before.
Damn it.
Nickelback.
Yeah. Nickelback. We've been doing Creed for a year and a half.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What a painful moment on the show. Oh, he had his chance. Mike from Ocean City was right there.
Right in front of him.
It was right there.
And he blew it.
Yeah, it's like Leon Lett, you know? Just let the football sit there. Don't touch it. Oh, my goodness.
It's right there.
Wait, was Leon Lett the guy that put the ball out and Don Beebe hit it? Oh, he did both of them. And then he slid into the football. Okay.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Oh, another birthday boy, OG Wade. You're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Oh, OG.
Happy birthday, big dog.
Thank you, man. And happy birthday to my other son, Spikey there. You know, Spike, you think you're sliding up under that radar, huh?
I was flying a little under the radar today.
Yeah.
Oh, Spike's birthday?
Yes, the same day as Jalen and OG Wade.
Wow, greatness all in one.
Hold up. No one knew it was Spike's birthday.
Oh, I knew it was Spike's birthday.
Why didn't you say anything?
Because I was going to say it for the top five.
Waste the whole show?
Yeah.
I was going to call your brother, hey, Spike. I was going to text your brother and tell him to give out your phone number.
Yeah, let me tell you. There will be one year where he breaks and he does it. Oh, thank you very much.
Happy 50th, buddy.
Yeah, I am not 50 yet. 49? I am 49. Okay.
Happy 50th.
I am 49. Let me have every year.
I forgot because Spike, he has Joel Embiid and I have Bryce.
I have Embiid.
Yes.
I have Jalen and OG Wade.
Will I be invited to your birthday party? Your 50th?
Nope. If there is a 50th.
Yep. Like if you make it to 50?
Well, Ike will be at a table with Hugh.
All the delegation. Make sure our table is strong.
Yeah. Well, thank you, OG Wade.
Yeah. And Spike will be sitting out. I sent a gift out yesterday. I guess it was a video of the dog taking a crap in a birthday bag. And I was going to send that to
Wow. What an honor. What an honor, OG.
Dog lover. You know what I'm saying? I had to throw that one in there.
Yeah.
But listen, let me say this here, man. This kid, man, Jalen Hurts, the Duke, you know, which all y'all should be calling him now because you said that. You said if we win the Super Bowl, we're all going to have to start calling him the Duke. But that's okay.
Yeah,
you know, hasn't caught on like we thought it was. Yeah, it's not as catchy. Yeah,
doesn't make any sense.
Listen, it's for me. You know what I'm saying? So okay. I don't need people to catch on. But the one thing that I need to say about this young man is that I don't see a lot of players with it, and it makes them different. It's his mindset. You see what I'm saying? Mm. Like, when you look and see the Patrick Mahomes, who I believe has the mindset, the Josh Allen, the Joe Burrow, the Lamar. I'm talking about the ones that y'all put above Jalen. The one thing them guys lack is the mindset, because every time you see Lamar Jackson make a turnover, he grabs what? His helmet, right? Because he's like focusing like, damn, I outthunk myself on that. Same thing when you see Josh Allen turn the ball. The same, he grabs his head. This is what I'm – and people, you can overrate it or underrate it all you want.
This is where we break. This is where we break.
419.
First of all, Lamar threw like four interceptions last
year. What about the mentality when he took a safety against the Rams in the playoffs?
The one that I'm talking about is when the moment is big. Like in the playoffs, when he threw that interception, and he also fumbled in that Buffalo game. That little drop by the tight end in the end, whatever, that's only going to tie the game up. That wasn't going to win them the game. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
So it was a moment. So it's the big moment that these guys find themselves choking in, just like Josh Allen did. He choked in the moment that was big for them. They needed that play to be made, and it was there to be made. He could not make that play. Jalen makes everything.
But that's different than choking.
Guy should have caught the ball.
It needs to be made. Now, that's all I want to say about that. And the other thing is this here, is right? When you think of Jalen Hurts, only thing you think of is winner. Like, he's the only quarterback of these guys that we're talking about whose arrow is pointing up. All the rest of them, you know what Josh Allen is. You know what Lamar is. You know what
just
Burrow
won MVP.
Is.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. No, I'll let you cook. It's your birthday.
He just gave him the MVP, okay, because he shouldn't have won it. Lamar Jackson
who should have won it?
Won the MVP.
Should Jalen have won it last year, too?
Well, Lamar Jackson should have won that MVP. Point blank.
Yeah, but he shouldn't have won. He shouldn't have won the one the year before.
Exactly right. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I don't put no credence. Once I found out that Emmanuel Acho and Dan Orlovsky gets the vote, I was out. No more. I don't care about the MVP no more. It's a popularity contest. That's all it is. Yeah.
Well, it's always.
Well, yeah, but I mean the guy. Okay. All right. All right. I mean, it's your day.
Let him cook.
It's your day.
I'm going to be down tonight at the game. You know,
all right.
I got my T-shirt with the ring on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm the first one with that. So, you know, we'll check it out.
And what are you doing to celebrate your 75th? 75th birthday.
I'm not 75. You know what I mean? I would be.
You got to be at least 70, right?
guess what, Jack? You
I should have won tennis, I know.
On that tennis court.
There it is.
You were 70. One thing I knew you were going to lose that one. You know why? Because you can't bend. You can't bend your hips. And that's your problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not a hipster.
And y'all talking about taking these blue shoes.
I had that problem, too.
I think they should drop y'all because I don't think. No. When Spike said that he had his greatest moment was at a. No, bro. Your greatest moment should have been when after your blue shoe. And Jack, I don't know about
several moments.
I think you get a reverse reaction. I think it goes the other way on you. You know what I'm saying?
All right, get out of here. Enough out of you.
I can see that.
I gave him a long leash on his birthday.
You did. You gave him a long leash on his birthday.
So it is Mount Rushmore week. Coming up next, 30 past every hour on Mount Rushmore. We have today and tomorrow. Ike gives his Mount Rushmore of Eagles quarterbacks.
Does Donovan make the list?
That's going to be hot.
That is coming up next.
Good question.
Also, celebrating Jalen Hurts' birthday by asking you what is your favorite thing about Jalen. 215-592-9494. The Mount Rushmore of Eagles QBs is next. We are at the Pepsi Plaza at Lincoln Financial Field. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at the Pepsi Plaza, which is out in front of Lincoln Financial Field because the Eagles season kicks off tonight. Doesn't really kick off, but it sort of kicks off.
Oh, we're back. We're back.
They're playing the third down music in there.
Eagles play the Bengals tonight, kickoff at 7:30. The Eagles,
who's like rooting for?
We'll see.
Over.
There you go.
There it is. His bets.
The Eagles pregame show will be on after us with Joe Giglio, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks. That will take you all the way up until game time. It is Mount Rushmore week, 30 past every hour, Mount Rushmore's. Now, tomorrow at 2:30, we will reveal the Philadelphia Mount Rushmore. We reveal the Eagles today at 2:30. It was as voted on by listeners and WIP staff. Brian Dawkins, Reggie White, Jason Kelsey, Lane Johnson, a shocker, actually.
Yeah, it is a shocker, yeah.
Deserving of credit.
The voters talk.
Voters talk.
Yeah, they spoke.
Now,
when you do Philadelphia, Mount Rushmore, you're talking to just
every athlete.
Last 50 years.
Yep. We're doing a 30 past every hour, so right now we have Ike's.
Okay.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show's Mount Rushmore Week.
Ike's is Eagles quarterbacks.
All right.
Last 50 years.
I got the Eagles quarterbacks. I know you guys are all waiting with bated breath.
Of course.
Get these guys in here. Well, without further ado, we're going to do this thing in somewhat chronological order.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Okay.
So let's start with the Polish rifle, Ron Jaworski. Now, listen, I don't care what you think about Jaws. Jaws helped usher this team along with Dick Vermeil and Harold Carmichael and Bill Berge, Wilbert Montgomery, out of that era of losing Eagles football to finally being respectable. They got to the Super Bowl in 1980.
Yep.
Jaws was the quarterback of that team. He's first on my Mount Rushmore list. Then I go to who the guy I still consider to be the franchise's best quarterback of all time, Donovan McNabb. Ooh. A 10-year run, 5 title games, a Super Bowl. His jersey number is retired. Yes, he goes into the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks in Eagles history, particularly when you say over the last 50 years. It's not even a question. Donovan McNabb is on that Mount Rushmore. And here's where things start to get a little interesting. Because one guy I certainly have already left off. I'm going to the guy who helped deliver the first Super Bowl in franchise history. And because we're talking quarterback, somebody has to be there. Nicky Six,
God,
Nick Foles,
the respect,
belongs on the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks
yep.
in Eagles history. And then there is a also no doubter, no brainer, the guy who helped bring the second Super Bowl to the city of Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts, is on my Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks. So I got Donovan McNabb, Ron Jaworski, Nick Foles, and Jalen Hurts. That's my Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks. All four of these guys appeared in the Super Bowl. They have postseason resumes. I know Nick Foles' stature as a starter that year may not add up to everybody, but he does. First of all, he was drafted here in 2012. He has the 27-2 season where he led the team to the playoffs. He is a Pro Bowl MVP as well. Nick Foles, when you talk about quarterbacks here, you can't talk about the quarterbacks in Philadelphia Eagles history without talking about Nicky Six.
And the story.
Yes.
It's just the wildest story
there.
Of.
Now he has to be there.
The difference between yours and mine is I've said repeatedly, no Jalen yet.
Yeah.
So I have Jalen off, Randall on.
Okay.
Which I think is the, you know.
That was a battle there.
Yeah.
Now, actually, I battled with Randall and Nick.
Ah.
And then ultimately I said, as great as Randall was as an individual talent.
Yep.
Still left so much to be desired. It's unfulfilled potential there. And
yeah.
Nick Foles maximized his potential and his opportunities. And, again, he saved the magical season by bringing us the first ever Super Bowl in franchise history.
Well, the interesting thing about Randall, and I'm not going to Elliot this and say that he is a Viking, but
right.
his best performances
season, yeah.
was with the Minnesota Vikings, not the Eagles. But Randall was like the original fight about the quarterback guy in Philadelphia. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can only imagine what his career would have been like. He and Vic, similar in that Now, Vic, I think, was more about him and less about the coaching. Mm-hmm. But if Randall had had real offensive coaching instead of Buddy just sort of letting him – they just let him do whatever he wanted, go out there and make a play.
Yeah.
Jack, you're Eagles quarterback Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I have the same as Ike.
Oh, look at that.
Like, I think Jalen has to be on there. It was just Mount Eagles quarterback Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Yep.
I would take – obviously we agree that Randall's the better overall player, but Foles has the lure, yep, and does have the first ring, and I think Jaws and Donovan are pretty inarguable on the list. So, unfortunately, I have the same Mount Rushmore as Ike.
All right, there you go. All right, 215-592-9494. It is Jalen Hurst's birthday as we continue to celebrate his 27th birthday, Duke in Lancaster. What a perfect thing to go to talk about the Duke with Duke. Duke, you're on WIP.
Yeah, hello. How are you doing?
Hey, Duke.
What's up, Duke?
Ike, I got to tell you, yes, one of my favorite players, and before you say it, Ike, I do know plays.
Jack says that, not me. But what is your favorite play?
Dante Culpepper rolled back, and it was tipped by the offensive lineman. And man, I'm going to tell you, Ike Reese picked it off. Now, I cannot remember if that was the regular season game or the playoff game. That's the only thing.
Check it out, Duke. I got him in both of them.
That's right. Okay.
When Dante Culpepper goes to sleep at night, the first guy he thinks of is Ike Reese. Now, the one in the playoffs was tipped, right?
By me.
Now, Jack.
You tipped it yourself?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Jack, never a doubt.
Jack.
Yes.
So excited, but I got to bring you down, man. Where's
okay,
the
great. Let's get it back to tennis.
They both were tipped, actually, Jack.
No, it's not even that, man. Hold on. You were a college athlete. There is a thing called the dog in you. And when it comes down to basketball, Joe DiCamera is a small man. You're going to win running. I saw some clips of the running, and that is... Oof, man, my 3-year-old granddaughter can run better than that. So you're going to win running. But, man, if you don't rein elbows and dominate your position and take precedence over that man, I don't know what to say for you. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, that's the advantage in basketball is the size, strength, speed.
Yeah, endurance. That's why I say I believe defense is your secret weapon in basketball. Yeah. Like, I think there could be a world where Joe can't get a shot off.
There could be. But, man, you got to go low post and get down and dirty, man. Start throwing them out. Yeah. If they call fouls, I don't know who's calling fouls. Throw it down. He is going
to
break.
Yeah, but he's going to try to take charges. Doesn't he seem like take a charge in one-on-one kind of guy?
Better not take a charge in
one-on-one. Let him take the charge, man. After 4 or 5 times breaking that down and a nice little elbow in the chest, or if it goes to,
You know, Jack?
I guess you can't foul out in a one-on-one game.
Jack, you got to watch that old guy in New York. You ever seen him, the guy that just pushes people and then hits the little hook shot? I got to send you some videos of him. Oh, yeah. He's your guy. Duke, was that it?
No, I got to tell you. The other thing.
Okay.
You guys are underselling what Jalen brings to the team.
I totally agree.
Give it to us, Duke. Yep. Let him know.
I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah.
It's not winning. Nope. He's unstoppable. When you are a true team player, one day you hand it off. One day you do this. What game?
Then the next day you hand it off. The day after that you hand it off, and then you get pushed
from behind.
And Spike, you want to crush people down. But just listen for a second. No. I'm bringing you.
No. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm preaching to you, man.
Yes. Preach. You have the stage.
When he has been on the spotlight, he may have had a bad game. But when there's a play that needs to be made, and you think of one incident, and I'll ask you that honestly, and maybe I'm wrong, one incident where he did not come up and make a big play to advance them to a win or to
Seahawks.
In the playoffs.
Seahawks in the playoffs.
In what year?
Well, 23.
Well, how?
Okay.
Yeah, how about when they lost 31-9 to the Bucks in the playoffs?
That was bad. That was bad, and that was the AJ game. Was it not AJ Brown?
Well,
game?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, AJ wasn't here yet.
You have to have
AJ wasn't
together.
Here yet.
Yeah,
the playoff game, he was not here yet.
When you have needed a play, Jalen Hurts has absolutely shown up.
One second. In 21, AJ wasn't here yet.
Yeah, I said 23.
But he's talking about a playoff game.
Oh, okay.
And I thought you brought up 31-9 because of the playoff game.
Got it. Yes. Okay, sorry. Continue, Duke.
No, in that game, that was a horrible, horrible. I listened to it coming back. I actually paid for to have Wi-Fi and listen to that on a flight home from Tennessee, and it was so bad. It was bad. Jalen shows up more times than he doesn't. When there's a game where he does not look like a quarterback should, he still makes that play.
He does. One or two plays. He does make big plays in games that he's not playing well. I agree with you.
So, Joe Burrow.
This is Duke. Duke.
Hold on. No,
it's not Joe Burrow's birthday.
Let's go to Herbert.
It's not Joe Burrow's
birthday.
What has he
done in the playoffs?
He went to the Super Bowl in the second year in the league. He won an Arrowhead.
Twice.
The Chiefs lost their final game last year, so they didn't have to play him in the playoffs. Are you crazy?
Don't do this. Did he not throw? How many interceptions did he throw in the
Burrow? Joe Burrow?
No, Herbert. Sorry.
Well, okay.
Herbert.
Justin Herbert, you got him. I don't have Justin Herbert ahead of him.
Okay.
I don't. Now,
yeah,
now.
I would, but.
Now, the coaches do. GMs do. Scouts
People
do.
With eyes.
Yeah, but not me. I do not. But don't do the Burrow thing. Thank you for the call, Duke. A great call. Yeah. Just don't do the Burrow thing. Because you know what? You have to deny reality with Burrow. I'm not even talking about who's better than who.
Sure, I'm with you.
You know, I'm
with you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Joe Burrow is clear. But by the way, like, the things that everybody said about Andrew Luck is actually true about Joe Burrow. Like, Joe Burrow is the player that I think people talk. Andrew Luck was a talented player, but I think you don't need to say that Joe Burrow doesn't come up in big moments or what he doesn't do. He does pretty much everything well.
Yeah.
He does pretty much everything well. He's been hurt. That I would say that is the biggest issue, is that he hasn't been on the field, and his team has not been very good all the time. But Joe Burrow is a good quarterback. We don't have to say Joe Burrow is not good to say Jalen Hurts.
To say Jalen is good, yes.
Lucas in Levittown, you're on WIP. What's up, Lucas?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, brother?
What up, Lucas?
Hey, it's the first time caller.
Oh, good to have you.
Welcome
Lucas.
To the show, pal.
First time, long time, would you say?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I wanted to say about Jalen Hurts, though, the one quality on his big day today, is that it kind of includes everything that people have already said about his mindset and, you know, his play. It combines that into he's a role model. He's something that I think everybody here, if you have kids or just yourself, you can look up to. That Superman movie that came out earlier, I don't want to compare him to Superman, but he's kind of, he says these corny things and, you know, he's somebody to look up to, and I think that's very honorable.
Sure. I think so. You know, I think in this world where we know more about athletes than we've ever known, and
we don't know anything about you.
Well, but I think that usually leads to us, if there's something bad there, we end up hearing about it, and we don't with him. And I think that is a positive. I think there is some danger for kids looking up to anybody outside of, you know, who is in their home. You know, famous people, musicians, athletes, that sort of stuff. But that said, it's reality. They do. And the fact that Jalen has not done anything to embarrass himself or the franchise or his teammates or us, you know, as fans, I think that it means a lot. So I agree with you.
Yeah, and I agree with the fact that you say that, you know, it's, you know, we shouldn't have kids looking up to all these people. But, like, if there is somebody, then at least it's somebody that, you know, is honorable and all that. So I could agree with you there. But and I know I was just listening about the whole, you know, I'm a starch, like, Jalen Hurts is a top five quarterback. I believe that. And I know, some people here believe that. And I was listening to that caller Chris earlier today, and I couldn't believe that.
Made a
lot
of sense.
You call and you don't have an argument.
But what I would like to say is, and I'm not knocking, I know we were just talking about Joe Burrow, and I hate to beat a dead horse, but I'm not here to say Joe Burrow is a bad quarterback. I'm not. But what I do want to say is that in 2023, Jalen Hurts had 8 game-winning drives, 38 total touchdowns, 4,400 total yards, with the 30th ranked defense, and still dragged that team to the playoffs.
Yeah, see, this is where we misremember that.
We didn't drag anyone to the playoffs at the end of that year.
They lost 6-7 to close out that year.
They were drug.
Yeah.
They were drug.
But they were drug at the end.
And can we not do total touchdowns? Can we not do total touchdowns?
Well, total touchdowns, it's 6 points. Sure.
Yeah, it's 6 points.
I'm sure he threw 24 touchdowns maybe or so, but they all count the same. And a lot of
they all count the same, but they're not all created the same. They're not all created the same. Like
Look,
there is value. Again, to be clear, thank you for the call, Lucas. There is value to Jalen Hurts' physical ability, making him good at sneaks and a tush push. There is 100% value in that. But there is a difference between throwing for a touchdown and a QB sneak that is a touchdown. And honestly, the biggest thing is you're already at the 1 yard line. Like, you're already at the 1 yard line. Being able to throw for a 17 yard TD or those sort, like, it's just different. I don't know what to say. I don't want to say those the tush push touchdowns count.
They're not impressive though.
Yeah, and it's valuable that he is able to do it and he hasn't gotten hurt doing it and all those sorts of things. But it's just not.
Yeah.
I'm
with
you. Yeah. And glorifying the 23 season is not something even Jalen Hurts would do. Like, I think if you sat Jalen Hurts down and you were like, did you drag anyone to the playoffs that year? Like,
it's just misremembering.
Yeah, it's just not what happened.
In all fairness,
yeah,
there were several games that year where the Eagles trailed by 10.
Yep.
And Jalen led the comeback, and they had some nice wins. Not saying that that he drugged the team to the playoffs. He was actually part of the reason why they lost 6-7 coming down the stretch. Not the main reason, but certainly was a part of the reason. He certainly didn't do anything to fix or help the situation there. But we also misremember some of those games in 2023 where he did play well. The Buffalo game, he played well.
Totally.
Against Miami, he played well.
So did the defense in that game.
Against Miami, yeah. No, the defense played well. No, I agree.
The Cowboys scored like 6 points in the second. Like, my whole point is the defense didn't turn to the worst in the league, I don't believe, until the last 2 months of the season.
I agree. When they switched Desai to Matt Patricia, and everybody was like, what the hell?
I still remember getting that notification.
Yeah.
A true our pets' heads are falling off moment.
Yeah, well, when you see the Matt Patricia thing, you're like, is this real?
Right.
He's going to be the DC in the middle of the season?
One of the worst ideas of all time.
Well, it rivals the Juan Castillo. Yeah.
Yep.
It's like, wow, we're doing this? Great for us, not good for them. Coming up next, Jack, what do we have in store for the top 5 at 5?
Oh, and on your birthday, the top 5 things that bother Spike.
Oh, okay.
Ah, it bothers him.
That bother me.
Okay.
And Elliot joins us for the 5 o'clock hour as we gear up for Eagles-Bengals tonight. We are at the Pepsi Plaza at Lincoln Financial Field. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.